This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Looking out, another day of pouring rain. But this day, I just don't feel the same. Because I reach out, and I feel the warmth of your love. And then I realize this day won't be so tough. Since the day that I met you, oh, there's been something I found. I'm losing weight, my feet don't touch the ground. But I ain't no Superman, but you can make me fly. I don't need no jet plane to help me touch the sky. All I need is your sweet love to make me a man. Or better yet, make me your Superman. I'm like a cliche that's stuck on a replay. But you look so sexy when you sat in my Chevy. I'll say, your dream come alive. But I know that I've been asleep all this time. Not to kiss you tonight just wouldn't be right. It feel like a crime. You're a toxic bliss in your long blonde hair. And your softest touch is more than I can bear. But I ain't no Superman, but you can make me fly. I don't need no jet plane to help me touch the sky. All I need is your sweet love to make me a man. Oh, better yet, make me your Superman. Thank the Lord for another day I get to be with you. I swear it's true. I ain't no Superman, but you can make me fly. I don't need no jet plane to help me touch the sky. All I need is your sweet love to make me a man. Or better yet, make me your Superman. I ain't no Superman, but you can make me fly. I don't need no jet plane to help me touch the sky. All I need is your sweet love to make me a man. Or better yet, make me your Superman. I said better yet, make me your Superman.
Well, I'm in London, and Peter Donegan's with me.
How you doing, Lee?
And Peter, a name like that means that you're related to somebody very famous, which is Lonnie Donegan.
That is so, yes. He's my dad.
Well done. Well, I did some work with Lonnie many years ago, and great character, great music. And if it wasn't for Lonnie Donegan, I don't think half the acts would have ever come through.
No, that's true. We've had, you know, many people who came up to us, you know, I mean, Joe Cocker, you know, Chaz and Dave, Joe Brown, you know, Brian May from Queen, people like that who will say that, you know, if it wasn't for Dad, you know, they probably wouldn't be doing what they're doing. And even more recently, Jack White from the White Stripes, you know, over in Tennessee, said that he was a huge influence on him, you know, which is amazing.
Because I mean, obviously, Lonnie started off with Chris Barber doing the jazz thing. Then, as a sideline, he started this craze called skiffle.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, if you listen to Billy, well, if you read Billy Bragg's new book as well, The Roots and Radicals and everything, it really shows you everything. And Dad did. He started off with Ken Collier, which then, you know, they formed then the Chris Barber jazz band. Just a, you know, short story. And then they used to do the skiffle sets in the middle of the jazz, you know, the trad jazz sets, and that became really well known. And when they released the album, by pure luck, you know, it went to the top of the charts, and it really, really changed the music industry. And Dad had a fantastic career out of it, obviously.
It's a bit like country music in this country. I mean, country music's always been there, but since C2C kicked off 5 years ago, it's opened the doors for a lot of younger people to start playing. And you were at the British Country Music Awards last weekend, and you saw it for yourself. There was just such an amazing amount of talent we've got here.
I have to agree with that. And that was because, I mean, I've never been there before. And the only what I would call, you know, really, truly country artists I've ever seen were in the States, you know, or people that had come over to the UK. And I was so pleasantly surprised at the BCMA Awards to see some great, I mean, there was American talent there, but to have some British talent, young, new British talent that was, for me, was standing, you know, nose to nose with these guys, I thought was absolutely fantastic. And it opened my eyes very pleasantly to some of the great bands that are here.
Because you've started you have been writing your own material for a long time. You've recently completed an album in Nashville. And is country music your forward thinking?
It's pretty much my only thinking. It has been my entire life since I used to, I'm going to say steal, my dad's LPs that he used to have around the house of Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. Waylon was huge for me. I loved Waylon. And that's why I still do Dreaming My Dreams on stage a lot of the time as well, because it's a great number. Actually got the chance to do that on the Under the Apple Tree sessions, you know, with Bob over there as well. Whispering Bob. And country is where it's at for me, because when I was a tiny child as well, we were living in California in Lake Tahoe. After that, living in Florida, and country's, you know, huge out there, as you know. And that is just, for me, singing country music is home.
So are you living back here full-time now in the UK?
50-50. I mean, officially, really, I'm based in West Palm Beach in Florida because I'm a permanent resident, so I have to be there. And then the rest of the time, I'm here in London, yeah, because, I mean, this is where I tour most.
Brilliant. Right, the album is called Superman.
It is, yes. And that's not me sort of, you know, saying that I am.
Blowing your own trumpet here.
No, I'm not blowing the smoke where the sun does not shine. No. That is just the opening track, which is actually a more of a love theme song, you know. And I thought that, and it was a vote within the studio that was maybe the strongest song. So we thought that would be the good, the good title track. Plus, it lent to a good sort of double meaning album cover, where you've got me sort of opening my plaid shirt and everything with my logo in the middle to kind of say, you know, I'm now coming out, so to speak, not of the closet, but out of the Donegan closet, maybe, you know, and actually being fully me for a change.
Not that it's a bad thing, but probably over the years that you've been performing, you've had to really play a lot of your dad's music because you sound like him.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You know? No,
and yeah, I also get asked a lot of the time, you know, is it a help or a hindrance having a father, you know, who's, you know, was so huge in the music industry? And I can see where people think it is a hindrance because obviously people look for him within me, you know, and that does happen. And that can hold me back trying to get my own career out there a little bit, you know. But at the same time, it's hugely important what Dad did. He didn't always get the recognition for what he did achieve and the influence that he had within the industry, certainly here in the UK. And it's nice for me to get out there, perform Dad's stuff, you know, and to see the reaction from the audience and what it means to them. It's very heartwarming, you know. And I will never, never, ever let that part of me go. I'll never let Dad's history go because it is so important, to me primarily and to the British public.
Good. Well, let's we opened up the program with Superman, so let's pick another track.
Right, let's pick another track. I go through days of which tracks I prefer. Shall we go for something about friendship, or should we go more along the love side of things again?
A bit of friendship.
Well, let's play Ode to a Friend.
Sometimes we're crazy, they think we're high. Laugh so hard we can't help but cry. Yeah, but if you cry, I'll be your shoulder through the good and the bad as we get older. From the dawn until the end, we all need that special friend. Yeah, please take my word to be true, and I'd lie for that friend to be you. My Ford Explorer's hard to steer. Unless we're off to the world of beer. Yeah, and after selling my soul on a long hot day, then we'll laugh about the one that got away. We'll drink a beer to the moon. We're singing ooh. Might sing a little of a tune. Who cares? We're singing to the night. Oh, put the world to bed, then we just might. Yeah, sing a song a little off key, and we'll laugh about the way things used to be. We'll drink a beer to the moon. We're singing ooh. Might sing a little off tune. Who cares? We're singing till the end. We all need that special friend. Yeah, please take my word to be true, and I'd like for that friend to be you.
I remember seeing you the first time. Well, I actually remember seeing you when you were 6 months old. But that's but that was down by the Thames when you used to live down there with your dad and your mum. And Sharon, yeah, which I know very well. And then I saw you, I'd gone to see a Crystal Gayle concert and it said plus support. And then all of a sudden, you run out onto the stage.
Yeah, that was a last minute thing.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't know how, but nobody had organized who to be her opening set. And a friend of mine who was asked to do it, who asked to organize it, said to me, he says, hey, look, he says, you'd be perfect because you love country music. This is right up your alley. He says, could you be Crystal Gayle's opening set? And before he finished his sentence, I was like, yes, yeah, I'll do that. And I got to say, she was such a sweetheart. She really was. And her sister, Peggy Sue, came on tour with. And man, she can tell some dirty jokes. Yeah. But that was, I mean, that was fantastic. And that was really what gave me the confidence to go with, to actually come out with the country music. Because so many people, it was like, you know, when you said, I love country music, it was like, really? You know, and that was the response I was getting. And it was kind of a nerdy thing almost to be into country music. And I didn't like that. And then when I saw the audiences that came with her and how much they loved her, you know, and rightly so, you know, rightly so. And how warm, and I just loved how country music artists, even like the huge ones, like Crystal Gayle, you know, you meet people. I met Charlie Daniels in Nashville, and they're just so down-to-earth people. No matter how big, how famous they are still right where they came from, that same person. And I love that. And that was something I really wanted to be a part of. So Crystal really inspired me to go with that. And I have a lot to thank for her, you know.
So on your website, you've got the Ed Sheeran of country music.
Yeah, there was a DJ who called me that. I didn't come up with that. And actually, my PR guy said to me, he says, that's a great quote. You've got to put that up. You know, because I'm an Ed Sheeran fan. I love his writing. You know, he's great, great singer-songwriter. And when somebody said to me, they'd heard the album And this was in Wales, and they said to me, you're a great country singer-songwriter, but it's very Ed Sheeran-esque as well. He says, I'm thinking of you as the Ed Sheeran of country music. And I thought, I like that. And then I did a festival with a great swing band, friends of ours, the Jive Aces, down at their festival in East Grinstead. And the reviewer recently put in the Vintage Rock magazine. He said, and you know, Peter performed a few of his dad's songs and one of his own, Ode to a Friend, which would be more in keeping with the Ed Sheeran clientele. And I was like, okay. Okay, this seems to be starting a trend here. And I don't view myself as anything like Ed Sheeran, and certainly not in his caliber, definitely yet anyway, but it'd be nice to be one day.
So what's your plans now? Now you're back here for a while.
The plan is to get out there as much as I can with my music, you know, from this album, and just get the recognition, hopefully, you know, as an artist in my own right. Yes, I come from, obviously, the stock of my dad and everything, which is fantastic. But at the same time, you know, I need to be out there and known, you know, for my stuff. That's what I want to be. Because when I look at my two-year-old son in the future, you know, he won't be two then, and he says, you know, what did you do and what have you done? You know, I'd like to say that I gave it a good shot as my own.
Well, I saw your show 3 weeks ago now at Lakeside, and it was 2:45, so there's a mix of Lonnie in there, but a lot of your own stuff, and it all stood really good, and the crowd just loved it, and I've never seen such a merch line in my life.
Well, when you give away free t-shirts with an album, that kind of helps.
I didn't know that.
No. To be honest with you, the audiences that are traveling around with me now are a mixture. I have, you know, obviously my dad's crowd that come and they love it, and they're an open-minded audience, my dad's crowd too. They love the new stuff. And then I've got an audience which is coming around and following me, which are loving the new stuff and accepting the old stuff. You know, even though they don't perhaps really realize what my dad did or even about him, you know, and then they come to the gig and go, wow, didn't realize their family history. So it's a nice combination. And yeah, they're great. They come up, everybody wants something, you know, for you to sign and take home with and take a picture with. And I love doing that because I like keeping in tradition with what my dad used to do, which is he always used to like to have contact with the fans afterwards, you know, because it's very important, because without them, we don't have a career.
So you've got the EP out, as we call it. Was it five track, six track?
It's five track.
Five track. So are you already writing new songs to put on a volume two?
Well, the songs that didn't make it to the last one, which could make it to a volume two.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
yeah. Because we had the reason why it was an EP was because I got some funding from somebody who really believed in me, which I thank them so much. But to fit it within that budget, I had two options: go for a full 10. You know, and perhaps not have as many musicians, not have the person who mixed the album and everything for me, or do five at a quality which we think could stand up with amongst everything else that is currently in the charts. So I chose the latter. I thought, let's go all out, you know.
To be truthful, most of the American acts do exactly the same. The record companies just release four or five tracks and then test the market and then go for a bigger album later.
And that's my plan. You know, I never stop creating. Even though I have a little less time while promoting this album, there's something, you know, you're walking down the street, something comes to you in your head as a songwriter, and you end up doing it. Sometimes just in a sentence, I could come up with something in this interview, or you could, and I go, that's a great phrase. Mm-hmm. And you end up with a song out of it. It never stops, you know, so I've already got the next album planned, really.
So aren't the songs you write real, or can you make up a story? I mean, some people can only write about reality, where others can go in a room like they do in Nashville for 3 hours, sit down and come out with a song, and it could have nothing whatsoever to do with you.
Well, actually, yeah, I can do both of those. If you listen to this EP, I mean, things like Little Man is very real. You know, I wrote that about being a parent, you know, and you can probably hear that in the lyrics. Whereas, like with songs like Shaking, which is the last tune on there, it's pure fantasy, where I took it a little bit from, you know, a little bit of inspiration from my real life, because I have an absolutely stunning and incredible wife with a great attitude, and she, the first time she joined me in the UK, she did stand out like a very beautiful sore thumb. She did not belong in the place that we were staying, and it was kind of funny, and I kind of put that in, into the lyrics a little bit. But other than that, it's pure fantasy. So I like to use my very vivid imagination sometimes and write a song like Shaken, and then other times you have emotions, because songwriting is some of the best therapy in the world. You feel something, and the best thing to do is to write it into a song and get it out there.
Peter, it's been great talking to you, and we'll continue part two another time. We're going to go out with Shaking, because we feel like a bit of fantasy to end the program. Website address is?
PeterDonegan.com.
Twitter, Facebook?
Facebook is Peter Donegan Official. And Twitter is just Peter_Donegan. But we're on Instagram and everything. And if you go to the website, peterdonegan.com, the links to all of the social media, gigs, album, everything is on there.
There you go. And get some great music. The album's called Superman, and we're going off with Shaking. Peter, thank you.
Thank you very much, Lee. This is Peter Donegan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You're a perfect storm, perfect form, blowing at the Galway, it's redneck town. I'm an old hand lover, professional hunter, you're the most lethal thing around. I'm a red dirt song, loving drinking something strong, I'm a Josephus, a country boy can't survive. From the day you put your arms around my neck, turned my life to an old train wreck, I never felt so alive. Yeah, you were my demise. It's the way you light me up, Fourth of July, when nothing more than a sweet look in your eyes tonight. Watch you shake, stomp the boots of my hotel gate. Lord, I can't get enough. Watch you turn an alibi, watch you don't close your eyes. Now watch me fall in love. Oh, Lord, I'm above. It's the way you light me up, 4th of July. Your eyes tonight. It's the way you make the wrong feel so right, the way your body looks before we're nice tonight. That's got me shaking, shaking tonight. Lucky, gonna thank my country for making my American honey. It's the way you light me up, the 4th of July, with nothing more than a sweet look in your eyes tonight.